1000 Points of Light, WMFO. The mic just moved away from me. It's a mic with a mind of its own. 1000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Thanks for joining me. And thanks, as always, to Ron and Abaltana Lokai. Thank you very much. Excellent show. He's been doing that for 40 years. Thank you so much, sir. Let's see. What do we got? And me, I'm just a measly old... they just dug me out of the gutter somewhere. They dusted me off and said, here's your show. We don't know who you are, but we think that you might work for us. All right, here we go. So the show is about suicide. No, the van suicide, not about people killing themselves. The very edgy and part of the New York art scene in the late, kind of mid to late 70s, band named Suicide, Alan Rev, Martin Rev. Not, who's Alan Rev? No, Martin Vega, Alan Rev, Alan Vega, Martin Rev, excuse me. Well, it's funny because they have a publishing company called Rev Vega, so it's sort of, it's all jumbled in my mind. Alan Vega, Martin Rev, and so Alan was the vocalist, and Marty Rev was the instrumentalist, keyboardist. And, you know, this is when punk music was first starting to take off, and a lot of the music, like the New York Dolls and the Stooges, and like New York was sort of being taken by storm by a lot of music that was considered proto-punk, and then a lot of that kind of morphed and grew into the punk scene that where of which CBGB was the epicenter, and that's of course the Ramones and the Talking Heads, Blondie and that sort of thing. So they were part of this, but their music was a lot different. It's not really punk, certainly not musically, maybe in ethos perhaps, but that's for you to discern if you haven't heard of the band. All right, so let's start things off with this Ghost Rider from their first day. So this band had an album, self-titled album. So the album's called Suicide, and there are other albums that they made, but this is the first one that really made an impact. And we're going to hear Ghost Rider from that track, from that album, 1000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. No, it's not happening. Come on. Come on. Oh, what's going on? Just isn't playing.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a looking so cute, sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle hero? Baby, he's a blazing away. Stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Baby, he's screaming the truth. America's killing its youth. Baby, he's screaming away. America is killing its youth. America's killing its youth. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider. paper.
Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. The sky will be
say. Speed down the skyway.
All right, that's Rocket USA from Suicide, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and we're having a show devoted to Suicide's first record, self-titled. Technically I'm still reading this book in the 33 and a third series devoted to this record. I guess I neglected to mention that in my first break. So that's the idea here, is the show is about this book that I'm reading about Suicide's first record, self-titled. And as just a lot of innovative music, it's just, you know, they go through the band's formation, and it was Marty Rev who was really doing a lot of the experimental music. Well, they kind of both were, but once they started performing, it was Marty Rev who was doing, he had all these, like, amps plugged into amps, and, like, keyboards plugged into TVs and plugged into amps, and it was just kind of crazy. And it was just a lot of noise, as you can tell, but a lot of really driving electronic stuff. It was sort of like an early, you could say it was like an early, I don't want to say like dance or techno, but certainly industrial influence, and it influenced a lot of electronic music in the years to come. It's sort of a watershed group, or certainly this album is a watershed. And you know, so that's something that we were digging into here tonight, and that's the theme of the show. Before that, it was MC5, Kick Out the Jams, The Stooges, 1969, from their self-titled debut, and it was Suicide's Ghost Rider, which is kind of a Ghost Rider, not writer. C-R-I-D-E-R. And so that's based on a comic book character, I believe. The guy whose head's on fire. I think it was actually made into a movie, and Nicolas Cage was the Ghost Rider. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So the Stooges, so, you know, when Rev and Vega were together, before they were a performing unit, they went out and saw the Stooges at the, like, I think it was the Mercer Arts, like, pavilion or performance space, which was a very famous early punk venue where the building was historic and not really well maintained. It actually collapsed. Not during a gig, which is how it was portrayed as collapsing in the show Vinyl, short-lived show about rock music in the early 70s on HBO. So they took a little, that show took a little creative license with it. But in the book, it was detailed how the band, the building just kind of like fell apart. They weren't really paying attention to building codes back then. Okay, 1,000 Points of Light. Up next, Elvis Costello with I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea from this year's Model. And the connection there is that he had seen Suicide. Elvis had seen Suicide at an earlier gig in New York City. And then when they were in Boston, they actually came to Boston, Suicide did, and they were playing the Rat, which is an old punk bar in Kenmore Square that's long since gone. And Elvis was playing at the Paradise. So because the Rat had later gigs, Elvis finishes his set at the Paradise, and then he walked, long walk, he walked to the Rat, Kenmore Square, and he actually did not see them. So it was kind of a funny story, because it didn't involve him seeing the band, it actually involved him being turned away. So I don't know what the point of that was. It's to show that people like Elvis Costello were into it, I suppose. All right, here we go. This is I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea from this year's Model, 1,000 Points of Light. Everybody's got
Photographs and fancy tricks to get your kicks at 66, and thinks of all the lips that it licks and all the girls that isn't going to fix. She gave a little flirt, gave us up my little cuddle, that there's no place here for a middle skirt waddle. Capital punishment, she's that's just model. They call her the Dasher when she looks like Elsa. I don't want to go to Chelsea. Oh no, that's not moving. I've seen the movie. I don't want to check your pulse. I don't want nobody else. I don't want to go to Chelsea.
John, 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 John. pencils in. This plant's so mean, this feeling for love. Death of me.
it's my wife and it's my life. Because a maniac to my vein leads to a sinner in my head, and then I'm better off than dead. Because when the smack begins to flow,
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. That's the Velvet Underground. From the Velvet Underground are Nico with Heroin, and prior to that, Suicide's Johnny from their self-titled debut. Richard Hell and the Voidoids with Blank Generation. And it was Elvis Costello and the Attractions, I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea, from this year's Model, which was the record that he was working on when this book, during the time period about which this book was written. So the book I'm referring to was this latest in the 33 and a Third series about Suicide's self-titled debut. And they met Elvis Costello. This would be Alan Vega and Martin Rev met Elvis Costello while he was working on this year's Model. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So that's what the show is, or the theme of the show is here tonight. All about Suicide's self-titled debut. It's pretty crazy. It's very gutsy, very ballsy, and I don't know, I kind of like it. I have to say I like it. There's some really crazy stuff. We're going to get to Frankie Teardrop before the show is over. So, you know, just be prepared for that. You know, it's funny, he was... So Alan Vega was the shrieker. I mean, he would, like, get out in the audience and he would scream. You can hear it on the songs that we'll play here tonight, and you probably already heard it on some of the ones that I've played so far. He would get out and confront the audience. He would scream in their faces. Sometimes he would accuse them of all kinds of weird things, or he would, like, get a knife out and pretend to cut them, and then he would pretend to cut himself, and then he would actually cut himself. And it was just really, like, really edgy avant-garde, like, art stuff. And the reputation got around the city, and people were like, this is a band, a live performance, that's not to be missed. And so then the challenge became, how do you harness that and put it on record? And that's where Marty Thau came in. He was the producer. He had worked with Blondie before. And then he gave Blondie to his partner, this guy Richard Gottehier. And, you know, he regretted that, obviously, for the rest of his life. He picked Suicide over Blondie. Yeah. Nobody said he was a good businessman. But anyway, but he teamed up with Jeff Emmerich. Jeff Emmerich was a producer who had worked on the Ramones' early records. We'll hear from the Ramones later today as well. And they worked on, and Jeff Emmerich was credited with the producing, and not the mixing, but the producing. It was Marty Thau who actually did the mixing and the finishing in a studio in upstate New York. So that's the quick story there about how that came to be. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's going to be... So what's funny is, like, right when Suicide was forming, when they were figuring out who they were going to be, they saw this guy, David Peel. They saw him sing I Like Marijuana. And so we're going to play that right now, because this is sort of what made them realize that this is what they're not going to be. And it turned out that the Stooges were also on the same bill. So after this guy played, Iggy and the Stooges played. So just try to imagine that. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Republican Party! The Democratic Party! And a new one for 1968, the Pot Party! Make me President of the United States! And I promise you, I won't be ahead! Yeah. Make me President of the United States, my fellow Americans, and I promise you, I shall make the clap a childhood disease. Yeah. Make me President of the United States. And I promise you a pie in every chicken! Make me president! And I won't even tell him I'm Jewish. Make me president of the United States! I promise you more foreign aid without taxes to Mexico! We will buy more marijuana from them! Yeah. I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. Marijuana, 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 marijuana. To be a hippie, got to get stoned on marijuana. I want to be a runaway, got to leave home for marijuana. Remember the teeny bop sniffing airplane glue? Marijuana. He used to freak out in Central Park Zoo. Marijuana. I want to get high, but I never know why. Here comes the cop, I got to say goodbye for marijuana. 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 I like marijuana, but you like marijuana. We like marijuana too. I want to be a pusher on the lower east side for marijuana. I want to be a pusher, got to get you high on marijuana. It's my life and I do what I want. Marijuana. It's my life and I do what I can't. Marijuana. I want to smoke pot and I want to smoke a lot, but here comes my father, the marijuana cop. Acapulco gold and Panamanian red. Marijuana. The bigger the bank account, the higher the head. Marijuana.
All right, the Ramones, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. From their self-titled debut, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and prior to that, it was the New York Dolls with Personality Crisis from the Rock and Roll Collection. Suicide's Che from their self-titled debut, and which is the theme of our show tonight. And it was David Pio on the Lower East Side with I Like Marijuana from his collection, and the rest is history. I don't know. I've never heard of that guy before, and I'll probably never play that song ever again. But I played it here tonight because that was... it turns out that Alan Vega and Martin Rev saw him live with the Stooges as the headliner. So it was the same show with David Peel and then the Stooges, and they realized that the future of music was where the Stooges were going, and the past was David Peel and his homage to marijuana. Anyway, so we hope, of course, you have to get the New York Dolls in there. They're the huge part of the scene, the early punk scene that was sort of coming together in the city in the mid-70s, or really early to mid-70s. And, of course, the Ramones. It was actually Craig Leon, who was the producer of their first record, the Ramones' first record, who actually worked with Suicide on their first record. I think I may have said Jeff Emmerich. I think he was the engineer. Anyway, you know, I have somebody who goes through everything that I say and fact checks everything. So, anyway. All right. So that's what's going on here tonight. Thanks for joining me here. Up next... You know, what's funny is that my show is about Suicide's first record. There are only 7 tracks on the record, so it's not a lot of songs. So we're going to take a little break from Suicide a little bit. But there's lots of other good stuff to play, including this from Wayne County, F Off from Blatantly Offensive, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Time for yesterday's news. Don't shoot me up with your bullshit blues. If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off. If you don't want a piece of the action, baby, take a walk. If you don't want a piece of the action, like it when you play with my knees. You ain't nothing but a prick tease. If you don't want a piece of the action, baby, take a walk. There's a door, watch your hurry. Get out. That you're hot shit, I heard. You ain't nothing but a cold turd. If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, baby, fuck off. One, two, three, four.
All time low, 'cause she's hoping to letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. I love her. She's so swishy in her satin tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi bobbidi hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. Ambassador, a sweet talking night walking games. Oh, and she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brains. Now,